McGregor. BBC Radio 3, it's 10:15. Well, coming up at 11:45, Fiona Torkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall in London, here's Martin Handley with the second of this evening's proms.
Good evening. Radio 3. Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for the second celebration today at the BBC Proms of Arvo Pärt's 75th birthday, which falls next month. His declaration of Christian faith in the Credo he wrote at the end of the 60s caused that piece to be banned in an Estonia under the Soviet yoke. Pärt withdrew from this hostility and largely stopped composing while he delved first into the music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, and then even further back to plain chant and to the most fundamental elements of music. What he discovered was just how important the basic triad chord of three notes was to his thinking, and how much he felt could be conveyed within a single note. Pärt said, "I've discovered that it's enough when a single note is beautifully played. This one note, or a silent beat, or a moment of silence, comforts me. I work with very few elements, with one voice, two voices. I build with primitive materials, with a triad, with one specific tonality. The three notes of a triad are like little bells, and that's why I call it tintinnabuli." Pärt began writing music using this technique in the mid-70s, and in 1980 he and his family left Estonia, settling in Berlin, and it was there he wrote the St. John Passion we hear tonight. For each of his works adhering to the principles of tintinnabuli, Pärt devises a new set of laws which govern each pitch, every duration, even the structure of the piece. In his vocal music, he's led by the richness of the text, saying he tries to find what is behind every word. It's a very different approach from the dramatic versions of Bach onward. In his lack of word painting and mood setting, Pärt's passion has a neutrality which harks back to very early settings and gives the words their own strength without interpreting them in any way. What we hear is really an intoned ritual. There are two solo voices, Christ, who is always accompanied by the organ, as at a faster tempo is Pilate. A quartet of four voices sings the evangelist's narrative with the remaining four instruments, violin, oboe, cello, and bassoon. The chorus takes all the other roles and plays the mob. Pärt's Latin setting has a unique abstract timelessness, and his structure gives the passion a power you can only grasp by hearing the whole work. The BBC singers, the instrumentalists of Endymion, and the organist Ian Farrington are already on stage. So now please welcome the tenor Andrew Kennedy, who sings Pilate, the bass Brindley Sherratt, who sings Jesus, the quartet, who sing the evangelist, Michaela Haslam, David Alsop, Stephen Jeffs, and Stephen Charlesworth, and conductor David Hill, to perform Arvo Pärt's St. John Passion.
Quem introit Locum. Thank you. dixit ei. Tu es rex Judearum. Respondit Jesus.
Atem et ipso hoc dicit.
Gentes.
Thank you.
Ecclesi laura accepite an discipulus in sua.
Poste ascient Iesus, quia omnia consummata sunt, ut consumma retur scriptum.
You who have suffered for us, have mercy on us. The last words of the chorus after Christ dies on the cross before that radiant final Amen. Arvo Pärt's St John Passion has been performed as a late-night BBC prom and live here on Radio 3 by the tenor Andrew Kennedy as Pilate and the bass Brindley Sherratt as Jesus. The organist was Ian Farrington. The quartet of voices singing the evangelist's words were soprano Michaela Haslam, countertenor David Allsop, tenor Stephen Jeffs and baritone Stephen Charlesworth. The members of the instrumental ensemble Endymion: Clara Biss, violin; Gareth Hulse, oboe; James Salmon, cello; and Robin O'Neill, bassoon, with the BBC singers. The conductor was David Hill. Two soloists standing and sitting right high at the back of the stage, just below the organ, the four instrumentalists and the four evangelists on either side of David Hill at the front, and the BBC singers in between. And the four evangelists, together with Brindley Sherratt and Andrew Kennedy, followed by David Hill, coming to the front of the platform. Almost 70 minutes of music. Don't think I heard a cough throughout that. You could have heard a pin drop. Three BBC singers, of course, in the solo evangelist quartet. Just the countertenor, David Allsop, not from them. And Brindley Sherratt, an ex-BBC singer a decade ago. Well, next BBC singers, prom is on Sunday evening. They join the BBC Symphony Chorus, Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Robertson in Bartok's virtuosic cantata profana. And they've got a prom Saturday matinee on the 4th of September at Cadogan Hall with Endymion again, the Arditti Quartet, and David Hill. And tomorrow's BBC prom couldn't be more different from the timeless restraint to the music we've just heard. At 7:30, the Russian National Orchestra is conducted by Andrei Baryeko in a programme that begins with Beethoven's powerful Coriolan Overture and ends with Tchaikovsky's relaxed and flamboyant Third Suite. Between them, Nikolai Lugansky, the soloist, in music by a composer with whom he has a particular affinity, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Radio 3 will, of course, be live here at the Royal Albert Hall for that. But for tonight, time for me to hand you on to Jonathan Swain in Broadcasting House.
Martin, thank you. Martin Handley there at the Royal Albert Hall. And just to say, if you'd like to submit a review of either of tonight's proms, just go to bbc.co.uk/proms and click on share.
On Breakfast each morning through the summer prom season, we'll be bringing you the Henry Wood Proms Novelties, pieces of music that Sir Henry Wood introduced to proms audiences for the very first time, going right the way back to the first season in 1895. There are lost gems and works that have become great classics over time. The Henry Wood Novelties in Breakfast on Radio 3 every morning from 7.
Well, back to this evening, and coming up at 11:45, Fiona Talkington introduces tonight's Late Junction. Until then, Bach and Brazil, Villa Lobos, merging Bachian idioms and Brazilian ones in the fourth of his Bachianas Brasileiras. The pianist is Cristina Ortiz. Villa Lobos, the fourth of his Baquianas Brasileiras. The pianist was the Brazilian-born Cristina Ortiz. Well, just a mention of this week's Through the Night programmes, if you like Radio 3's company in the small hours. Most of them this week set off with Nights in Poland, recent Polish performances of mostly Polish music. Chopin is there in some of them, but more often than not, he's the elephant in the room, as the saying goes. In other words, there's plenty of music by his lesser-known Polish contemporaries, Dobzhinsky, for example, show-stopping arias by that tenor, composer, diplomat and great-nephew of the Polish king, Józef Poniatowski, and a few of Chopin's Polish successors, to Szymanowski among them. Tonight brings a performance of Moniuszko's one-act opera, The Raftsman. Moniuszko was known as the father of Polish national opera, and The Raftsman had its premiere in Warsaw in 1858. That's Through the Night here on Radio 3 from 1 o'clock tonight.
The beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman next month will mark the penultimate step on his journey to sainthood. In this week's Sunday feature, Edward Sturton explores the life and legacy of Cardinal Newman, whose religious views attracted controversy in his lifetime and even led to the accusation that he was the most dangerous man in England.
Perhaps one reason he's so difficult to pin down is that he's a poet as much as a theologian, a thinker whose understanding of God is based as much on imagination as it is on reason.
Roman Catholics were very much a minority. To have made that choice was really to go and join a church that many people thought was of the devil.
John Henry Newman, a very English saint. This week's Sunday feature at 9:45 in the evening here on BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11:45 and time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Teine järve olu.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Arvo Pärt at the Proms earlier on tonight, and that was more Estonian music to begin Late Junction. Tuula Kann, who plays the kanal, the Estonian zither, and guitarist Jaak Suur. That was their arrangement of a traditional Estonian tune called Kolm Järve, or Three Lakes. More from Estonia and more from Arvo Pärt later on tonight. A solo CD from the Melodeon player Andy Cutting is, of course, big news. It was released yesterday and the launch concert is at Green Note in London tomorrow. Guitarist Ian Carr joins Andy here in Edges and Ian's own Thin Waltz.
Thank you.
from Brittany, a group called Skolvin, who I saw live years and years ago. They've been together since 1984, and that was a little Breton gavotte. And that followed a track from the new CD from our own Andy Cutting, joined by Ian Carr there in Edges and Thin Walls. As I mentioned, Andy's launch concert is tomorrow at Green Note in London, and he's then on to Towersy on the 28th and 29th with Martin Simpson one night and Chris Wood the other. And then he's going on tour with Chris in October. And you can find full tour details on Andy's website. Barry Koop came across Tim Erickson singing a Gene Ritchie song, which inspired him to arrange it for the recent Koop Boys and Simpson CD. A touch of Quebecois-style foot-tapping, and it's the brilliant opening track.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? You may live in this garden if you keep the waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pastures so green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my sheep, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
Are you going to sky? Thank you.
That's Rebecca Findlay from her recent CD called Northern Skies and a lovely version of Scarborough Fair. That followed Coop, Boys and Simpson and a Gene Ritchie song called Now is the Cool of the Day. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.